This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Happy morning, Pittsburgh. It is a football Friday. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A reminder that 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase. Special visit for members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group main contact information, potential dates, details at 93.7thefan.com now. And they're brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric.
You know, I'm going to Saxonburg tomorrow.
How would I know that?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I think it looked really good when Zangrilli was out there last week. Where was he? In Manaca?
Mm-hmm.
And you got the little dudes running around?
Mm-hmm.
All of whom who could beat me up.
Yep.
Yep. We're joined now. Lee Sterling, I'm sure, could beat me up. Would never want to test Lee Sterling.
Mm-mm.
He joins us now, of course, from ParamountSports.com. Big week in the NFL and college football. How we doing, Lee?
I am good. Let me ask you a question. We've never talked about this. Did you play any football in high school at all?
I rode crew in high school.
No Pop Warner, nothing?
No, I rode crew.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Well, there might be an opening for you with West Virginia backfield.
Yeah, it's not looking good for my guys, but on the flip side, looking pretty good for Pitt. You want to start there, Lee? Let's start there.
Yeah. Yep, let's start there. So, watching the game, and I had a feeling West Virginia was going to be down this year. I felt that they should have recruited a quarterback out of the portal. So that's one problem. Then they lose their backup running back, injured in fall camp. Then they lose their star running back, White, and he's done for the year, for the half. The running back right now, Clay Ash, a walk-on kid, and probably a nice kid, but you're not going to be able to win at this level. Were you thinking the same thing?
Yes. Adam. Yes, I'm thinking the same thing.
So I don't get it. I know they had to turn over the roster. I'm hearing like 82 new players, but this could get really rough. If they don't win this game, they may not win another game the rest of the year.
Wow.
Pitt, I think Pitt's actually a little better. What's the projection on Eli Holstein? Is anyone talking about him being drafted?
Potentially.
Chase Daniels said it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, potentially.
I think he's a third or fourth rounder. I think he's an absolute sleeper. think all of a sudden everything is clicking for this guy. This line should be like 14, 15 points, not 7 here. Hate to say it, but I like Pitt here, 38 to 21.
I like Pitt as well, Lee. That is a great, great call. Clemson giving 3.5 to Georgia Tech, Lee.
Clemson has not lived up to expectations. In fact, they only ran for 1.6 yards per carry against LSU, 3.89 against Troy. But all of a sudden, I saw something second half. Adam Randall, number 8. This kid's coming on, could be a beast here. I just don't trust Haynes King. Guys, kid, every time it's a big game, I mean, you see him, the picture is embellished in my brain of him laying on the ground after he fumbles or tries to make a tackle after he throws an interception. When they played Clemson 2 years ago, he was 13 for 31 with 4 interceptions and ran for minus 3 rushing yards in that 31-13 loss. Just can't trust him yet. I think they got talent. Clemson's won 9 straight covered, 7 of the 9 going 7-1-1 against the spread. Make it 10-0 straight up. I like Clemson here. Think they win this game and cover 30-24.
Miami, a big favorite, taking on, personally, my number one team in the country, the best 2 wins, USF. Yep. Does the luck run out for the Bulls?
So when I saw this line, I was shocked. What did you guys think the line should be?
9.5.
Yep.
Yep. 10.5 maybe. So I'm shocked. Then I put in the tape and watched South Florida. How about this? When was the last time you saw a team win a game, 18-16, low-scoring game, and your defense only has 3 defensive pressures on the quarterback? Well, that was South Florida, and none were from a defensive lineman. So the Florida Gator offensive line, it was the best offensive line grades in pass blocking they have had in over a decade in a game. So now they got to play South Florida and Carson Beck. How good is Carson Beck over the last 4 years with a clean pocket? Well, just number 6 out of 484 qualifying quarterbacks. So you give him a clean pocket, he's going to be able to survey downfield, pick the right receiver, and this year it looks like he's hitting that guy right on the numbers. South Florida quarterback Byron Brown, love the kid, has a great heart. He had to run the ball 14 and 17 times the first 2 games. I don't know how much they have left in the tank. They played Miami well for a half last year, and then Miami rolled in the second half and won 50-15. Carson Beck is going to cook. Miami pulls away late, 34-14. Don't fall for the trap and take that South Florida and all those gorgeous points.
All right, Lee, heading to the NFL, Cincinnati Bengals giving 3.5 to Jacksonville.
I think Jacksonville is one of the most improved teams I've seen. So a couple years ago when they rolled into Cincinnati, their top 2 receivers in that game were Marvin Jones and Dan Arnold. Their running back was James Robinson. I mean, not going to do much there. Now they got a head coach in Liam Cohen who did a great job with Baker Mayfield. Only led them to 40 touchdown passes on the year last year. They got receivers. They got Travis Hunter. They got Brian Thomas Jr., who had 10 touchdown catches last year, already won this year. And Travis Etienne, all of a sudden, resurrecting his career. People thought he was going to be maybe let go or traded. Well, why is all this happening? Jacksonville has an offensive line. Talk to someone real familiar with him. He said last year they only had probably 3 NFL starting offensive linemen. This year they have 7 or 8 here. Wrong team favored.
Oh.
Jacksonville straight up over Cincinnati, 26-20.
Yeah, Cincinnati tried their best to lose last week, but you're playing Cleveland, and Cleveland always tries a little bit harder to lose. Steelers, home opener, 3-point favorite against the Seahawks. What do you think, Lee?
So, I mean, the game had to shock everyone last week. I mean, not that just the Pittsburgh wins last week, but the way they did it with that offense. Going to have to tighten up the defense. You know, Seattle is crazy. They only had the ball for 22 minutes in the game last week, ran 50 plays. Just they could not get into a rhythm here. So I think Sam Darnold will show a little bit better. And I like the way they do their power running here. Sometimes they'll also bring in a fullback, 2 tight ends. I think they're going to throw to their tight ends here and have some success on some crossing routes. I think this game goes back and forth, but not going to be a high-scoring game. Hate to say it. Seattle's going to upset Pittsburgh 24-23.
Give us your game of the week, Lee.
Game of the week is going to be, how about this, Super Bowl rematch, Eagles and Chiefs. First 10 callers that call 800-400-9741. Give it to them for free. 800-400-9741. Get the Eagles and Chiefs on me. You know what? I also love the game tonight in college football, Arizona and Kansas State. I'll give them that to them also. 800-400-9741. We hit our first 40 to 50 unit max wager of the year last week. We're now 72-18 documented on our 40 to 50 unit max wagers. I have a game in college football going on Saturday. I think the line's off by 2 or 3 touchdowns. So got to get on these games early. A 50 unit max wager, biggest play in 3 years. Anyone wants to get involved, all the specials are up and available. Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
A nice man, Lee Sterling. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. All right. Thanks, Adam. Be ready. Might have to suit up. Running back. All right?
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, my goodness.
I'd last one carry.
Do you know how to take a handoff?
Well, as a texter reminds us, I did throw 4 interceptions in a flag football playoff game. So I do have some playing experience. That's when the linebacker clapped and I threw it right to him.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
I'd love to do.
I was getting it out hot. He claps. I bang. Hit him right between the numbers.
I'd like to do Oklahoma drills with you.
That wouldn't go well.
Where you're the ball carrier?
No, it would not go. I'm not built for that. Neither's Clay Ash. He ain't wrong about Clay Ash. West Virginia running back.
Well, that's what you got.
That's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have your guys back.
Crowley's oozing confidence.
I'm oozing, all right. All right, bottom of the hour, a guy who was oozing confidence on December 1st, 2007, Scott McKillop, going to join the program. I think Jason Mackey's coming up next, I think. He's brought to you by Westminster College, where every student accepted for fall 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Jason Mackey joining us now. Scott McKillop at the bottom of the hour. Mackey is one of the greatest interviews in the history of Pittsburgh sports media. Ask McKillop a question or six.
Wow. Crowley, one of the greatest interviews in the history of sports media?
In this town.
What are you on this morning?
He doesn't know what he's on. He doesn't know what planet he's on. He don't know what day it is. He just All right. hopes that he can get through tomorrow.
He did choke on his Zen earlier. That was fun.
That choked on his Zen last week.
It's a weekly occurrence. Segment brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. So you'll be covering the Brawl and the Steelers game.
That's right. Yep. I can't stay in Morgantown on Saturday. I got to get back. We got a fan pregame at 9 a.m. Me, Kabali, and Donnie. So that's going to be a quick turnaround.
On Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Well, you could stay overnight in Morgantown, leave around 7 a.m.
Right. I could.
Have a couple of pops with your guys, your friends.
Are you guys staying?
No.
Okay. Well, then what friends do I have in Morgantown?
If you were staying, maybe I would stay.
Okay.
Maybe that would be the, what do you call it?
I'll probably finish writing at like 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to go home.
At 10?
Something like that, yeah. College post game takes way too long, man. My one reporter gripe. Way too long.
The game's at 3:30.
I know.
It takes you that long and you'll be done by, I mean.
Write your story, plug the quotes in, and get the hell out of there. See you at the sports page.
All right. All right. 10's a little aggressive. Or a little not too aggressive. I don't
you
know.
You are a great interviewer. Wait. You're the slowest writer I ever met.
Jeez.
Maybe I stink at timing. What, 3:30 game?
Yeah.
What, get 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
7 o'clock?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you post game's going to be until 8 o'clock. All right, 10 o'clock's too much. You're right. You'll be out of there by 9.
Pacing around like Ron Cook. I mean,
I've done that. I've done the Ron Cook pacing.
What do you need post game to, why do you need post game to not start writing?
Oh, you can start writing. I think it's a better story, though, if I take what people say about the game and their opinions and meld it with mine.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's just one-sided. And I'm a columnist. Like, that's the point, yeah. Right? Like, I should give my opinion. I don't think it's fair or accurate to write completely on what I'm – that's why I go to a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to get the side of whomever you're writing about. I want to hear them talk. I want to ask them questions. I want to be – to me, that's the whole point of what we're doing here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can disagree with you, but I want to hear your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear why you did something.
If you get the body of work out of the way of your assessment,
then you plug and play.
Yeah.
And then you'd be out of there by 8.
I don't know. I'm not trying to get out of there as quickly as possible, Doran.
I'm just saying.
What are you trying to do to me?
He didn't want to have $2 beers at the sports page.
Right.
I'd love to have $2 beers. I'll just have $2 beers at 9. Maybe not 10. What are you doing here?
So you were at you.
I'm just kidding.
So Tom was doing his presser this week, and Jason Mackey goes, and he goes in, and he's at the Deuce stuff, right, or the Pitt stuff. So
yeah,
your thoughts on the Brawl.
Yeah, I went to the other side of the building. How about that?
How about that?
I wanted to get down there for a Pitt day. I'm going down to Steelers after this. I enjoy my Fridays. It's a lighter crowd down there, so I'm going to go do some Steelers stuff. But my thoughts on the Brawl, I think it's going to be lopsided. I really like Pitt a lot. I don't think WVU has much of a chance. I'm very sorry, Adam. I don't think they have much of an answer for Eli Holstein. I think he's going to have a very big game. I'm curious to see how many weapons Pitt uses, and I think they're really due for a turnover-filled game. The defense, I mean. I don't think this defense has got the ball out as much as it would like. WVU's coughed it up a bunch.
Might
be a good marriage.
Pitt hasn't had a turnover, I don't think, right?
I thought they had a fumble.
But it...
Go back in my notes and check.
Well, an interception at least. You know, with the way that they play on defense. I mean, you would think that by this point they'd have had a couple turnovers like you're saying, Jason. That's a good point. You know, they are due. It's only a matter of time. I mean, you felt it last year. Like, they were getting a little bit, and then the Syracuse game happened.
Dan broke in the Syracuse game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a big – Randy Bates talked on Tuesday, Braylon Lovelace as well, and that was something that they talked about a lot, feeling like they're so close with turnovers. Like, it's just literally a matter of inches. And I don't know, man. I hate to bury WVU, but I feel like if there's a team that might be kind of turnover prone, it's one that's been hit hard by injuries on the offensive side. They've turned it over a bunch already. They're at home. They might be pressing. They might be trying to do too much. This could be important for Pitt.
Give us a ring on the fan hotline at 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I mean, I see it going the same way. I don't think West Virginia has the talent. They just don't. And I'm not making excuses. Like, you can't say we're going to, as a program, spend all this money, and that's why Rich Rod gets hired, right? Because you're going to put a lot of money and backing behind the program. And then you come out and you lose to a MAC school.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's year one. You should, and I know Ohio's a good MAC school, and they got a great quarterback, Parker Navarro. There's no excuses for that.
No.
Under any circumstances. And Pitt, you know, we talked a bunch. Like, I thought Pitt was being slept on. I know you definitely thought Pitt was being slept on. Reese Davis picked him to go to the college football playoff. West Virginia might, probably not at this point, going to even go to a bowl. So the better team, X's and O's, the better team, mano a mano, is Pitt in this football game.
I mean, if you look around the country and you say you pulled the top 35, 40 teams, I mean, Pitt has to be in the upper echelon of teams that have the most coming back, right?
From definitely.
And then Penn State. You know, obviously we didn't do a deep dive in this, but I would assume that Pitt's in at least the top five in the country with retaining talent and not losing guys to the transfer portal or to the NFL. I would assume that. And that's very significant in this day and age of football, as we know. Whether you're getting guys that transfer in that are big-time players that can enhance your team, or you're keeping guys that are big-time players that could be still part of your nucleus, or getting guys that transfer in that you just don't know about. And that's kind of the side that West Virginia's on, is we got a lot of guys that transferred in. We got a new staff. We got a new regime. Rich Rod, everything. And we have a bunch of new guys, and not guys that it's like, okay, like that guy was a starter at Arkansas last year. He's coming in and he's going to be our number one wide receiver. Like, that's not the case really for West Virginia. You're getting guys that you're trying to figure out about. Whenever Pitt is basically knows about every single guy and what they did last year and what they can be this year.
Continuity matters. You think about all the teams that preseason were top 10, top 15, top 20, top 25. When you can spend your money on a handful of good players that you already have, as opposed to spending a lot of money spread out among 81 new guys and however many of them are getting paid. I mean, who knows how that's all broken down. That's going to be a significant advantage. It is.
Yeah, and at key spots too, right? Like, Pitt's bringing back Eli Holstein, an important comfortability with Cade Bell in the offense. Look at WVU. Like, they just lost one of their wide receivers. They just lost one of their running backs. The other running back transferred out. I like Nico Marshall, but he's not a game breaker. It's not Holstein, at least from what I've seen.
No.
There's way more continuity in key spots in a team that can actually build in key places versus, you know, somebody like you're saying, Rich Rod bringing in new talent. I think long-term, they're going to be really good with Rich Rod. I have zero doubt about that. It's just we're talking about three games into the tenure and it hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jason. If I think about the Pitt roster and kind of my point here of like being a little bit ahead of the game whenever you go into a game like this, at all the key spots on offense and defense, except for maybe kicker, like Pitt has their guy back from last year. Right. Quarterback has their guy back. Guy back at quarterback, guy back at running back, their number one receiver is back. You know, their center is back. Their right side of their line is back. Their linebackers, two of their linebackers are back. Their outside corner and Rashad Battle is back. So, like, that is very significant whenever you're going into a game like this and you have guys that you know that can perform. And they, you know, that they can fit what you want to do as well.
I'm with you.
And I don't know if, like, I think Rich Rod was in a situation where I don't know if he really believed that the quarterbacks could really fit what he wants to do in West Virginia. I don't know if he believes that Nico could fit what he actually really wants to do, but that's all he had to work with.
You need to go out and get a quarterback. You need to have a quarterback that fits your offensive coordinator, that fits your system. Very few times are you going to inherit a guy that is the perfect fit for what you're
doing.
For
sure. And they got a guy that I think they thought fit the system, and he didn't play that well.
Right.
in the spring in Jalen Henderson from Texas A&M. With what he did there, he looked really good in the limited experience. Then he got hurt. Then he never went back and played. Now he's here at West Virginia. He can run. He can't throw all that well. And Nico can throw, but he can't run all that well. And I think they're sort of caught in between. And who picked up the system better was going to be the guy that starts. And here's the real fly in the ointment. They can't block. They can't block. So whomever it is going to be at a significant disadvantage. And that's why we've talked all week long about Pitt having the matchup advantage here, Doran, is because Pitt's got a great front seven. And they're going to bring all kind of different blitzes and looks. And West Virginia's offensive line is not good. Not good. I think the entirety of the offensive line coming into the season had like 7 combined starts. That's not a recipe for success in a game like this. We'll break down Steelers and Seahawks. We'll give you Sunday's game balls on a Friday. But up next, we're talking to the hero of December 1st, 2007, as I would refer to it, and 13-9 as Pitt fans would refer to it. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Is the Pitt fight song. And a guy who had that fight song playing a whole bunch on December 1st, 2007 joins us now. He is married into a West Virginia family, but he is a Pitt hero. He is Scott McKillop. I think Scott McKillop right now still tackling people probably in the Blue Lot parking lot. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
We're great.
Doing well?
Yes. How you doing, Crowley?
I'm not great. I mean, what do you want me to say? Pitt's a big favorite in this game. I don't feel... I don't feel wonderful.
You have your WVU jacket on, though.
Well, you always got to.
You're still trying.
You always got to represent. They could go 1-11 this year. I'm still going to represent.
I think you'd feel better with the 13-9 shirt on.
Thank you, Harry. Scott, what do you remember of that day?
Well, it's a nice memory for myself, for sure. I don't know about Mountaineer fans, but going in, not expecting a lot, and leaving with a big W and ruining a lot of dreams for people after the game.
Scott, so your wife obviously is a huge West Virginia fan and West Virginia supporter. Whenever West Virginia fans think of Rich Rodriguez right now, do you think that they automatically think that that's the guy that lost us the game to go to the national championship? You think that that's what's on the top of people's minds in West Virginia when they think of Rich Rod?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, I know I've had a lot of family and friends who are big Mountaineer fans, and when his name was in the running before he was hired, a lot of people were like, we're not going to welcome him back. You know, look what he did to us. We can't forgive him. You know, and I'm looking at the glass half full, and I think he was the best candidate for the job, given the landscape of college football and West Virginia. And obviously, deep down inside, knowing that we won that game and ruined a lot of things for him, it's kind of like, well, I can have another one up on them.
Scott, Jason Mackey here. I talked to you a couple years ago for the Post-Gazette and a story about the brawl returning. One of the things we talked about was the dynamic with you and your wife and being a WVU grad and how you two would go back and forth. Curious this time around, what have the discussions been like? Is she talking anything? Is it pretty one-sided given how both teams enter this? Just what have the discussions been internally?
She's obviously, you know, running her mouth, letting me know about WVU. All out of love, you know, I really haven't been saying much because usually when I start running my mouth and I have to put my foot in it, and, you know, I feel like Pitt has almost everything to lose, whereas West Virginia has everything to gain from this game. I mean, based on how they performed last week, you know, a lot of people still have hope for West Virginia to do well this year, and a lot of WU fans will be more forgiving to Rich Rod if he beats Pitt this year.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a real good point.
It is.
And Pitt has so much to lose, very little to gain. WVU has everything to gain in this thing.
And I feel the way I feel about this game, but I'm up here, you're down there, and I think that's a good question that you asked about Rich Rod, Doran. You tell me this, Scott, like, because here's how I've sort of felt. If things start going Pitt's way early and in a big way, I think the crowd could turn and kind of be vicious.
No, I 100%. You know, I think, you know, look, I said it when I was a player, even when I was a coach, like, fans don't win games. And that was my excuse when people would try and point out of our crowds at our games at Heinz Field or Acrisure, whatever it's called. Whereas I feel like it can be reversed, where if WVU makes some big splash plays, gets up 14-0, gets the crowd in it, I mean, the crowd can be a huge factor, specifically offensively, and specifically how, you know, the offense is run, you know, quick huddle, like false starts, like those stuff starts adding up and you get behind the chains. Like, that's a big deal. And obviously in a rivalry, any record, anything like that is thrown out. And also, look, I've watched a lot of WVU football. I hate to admit it, but I mean, OU was a very good team, you know, projected to finish higher than Central Michigan, and OU plays Ohio State. Let's say OU keeps it close to Ohio State, and, you know, West Virginia beats Pitt. I mean, people are back on the WVU bandwagon because of OU being a good team. So it's, you can look at it many different ways, but it's definitely a scary game, I feel like, for Pitt fans, because we're optimistic, whereas WVU fans are, I don't want to say throwing in the towel, but they're already like saying, well, we're going to lose.
Well, Scott, all in all, do you think that this is a bad matchup for West Virginia? Do you think that this Pitt team can actually be pretty good this year? And do you think that they have a lot of talent and the talent to go out there and really take advantage of this football game tomorrow?
100%. I mean, I think the what they have coming back, you know, the defensive scheme that Pitt runs, you know, with Cade Bell coming back, you know, you have a lot of players who are familiar with the system. And, I mean, I don't know how much – you, Dorn, or whoever's watched WVU, but it just feels like they're missing those. I mean, they're hard to come by, the Steve Slayton, the Pat White, the Owen Schmidt, the Noah Devine. Like, they don't have a player that is, that can, you know, make people miss. I mean, if WVU had Pitt's running back, I'd be scared because, I mean, Rich Rod was the person who started this fast tempo, like, zone read schemes that everyone's doing now.
Last one for me, Scott. I wanted to ask you about the future of the Backyard Brawl and sort of the present, but this thing's going to go away for 3 years. As somebody who's played in it, cares about it, can you accept these two teams not playing every year? Does it upset you? Are you excited for 2029? Just sort of where are your thoughts and emotions about the whole series here?
I mean, I think the fans are the ones that are hurt the most. You know, I feel like with the NIL and players – like transferring year to year, like they don't really understand the rivalry as much as, you know, when Dorn and I were there, when the players that were being recruited by Pitt and West Virginia. It's still happening, but I feel like, one, I wish the game wasn't in September. I wish it was in November when it was cold, when it used to be like Thanksgiving weekend. But not having the game played every year is unfortunate for the fans, and it's going to be kind of a letdown because it's, I know for my family specifically, we circle the game every year and make sure that we're there, whether it's in Pitt and Morgantown. But unfortunately, scheduling and, you know, conflicts and whether you want to point fingers at WVU or you want to point fingers at Pitt, they're not playing. It is what it is.
Scott, always a pleasure talking to you. We've kind of made it a yearly thing here. We appreciate you jumping on and enjoy the game on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott McKillop. Yeah, it could turn quick. It could. I mean, it's all...
Either way.
Yeah. It's been... It's gonna be an interesting energy.
Very interesting atmosphere. And like you said, and like you guys said too, you know, Rich Rod, if he were to win this game tomorrow, it absolves all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I know we were joking before, and you're going back and forth, but even somewhat a little bit of the history that he has had against Pitt, I think it may absolve a little bit. It may take the edge off, I should say.
Well, I'll tell you what a loss does. A loss means back-to-back losses against Pitt, and the one prior to this was the game, and then you have to sit on that for 3 years. So, you know, I know that there's a lot to lose for Pitt, but there is a ton to gain for West Virginia, but if you don't gain it, it is a big loss.
Yeah.
Well,
if that makes sense.
You're splitting the return of the series at WVU.
Right.
Wins. You know, all of a sudden you've erased the Ohio loss. Rich Rod's tenure it's good enough. You've got the Pitt win. You guys are talking about the stuff big picture. But, I mean, if WVU loses, man, the thing is returned. Rich Rod's off to a 1-2 start. You've lost 3 of the 4 games in the series. Last year they blew a lead with 5 minutes to go.
Blew a lead in the fourth quarter in the first one.
Game, yeah. Him.
So. Devonshire, things of that nature. Bryce Ford Wheaton.
And the second game was just an awful game on both sides, really.
Yeah, that was ugly. 17-6.
At least it was quick.
COVID, 3 picks.
Yes. It was beautiful ugliness.
Help me file my story by midnight.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll give you our Sunday's game balls on a Friday for Steelers Seahawks, our game predictions, and more analysis on the way. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. One more segment with our guy Jason Mackey. He'll be on the Steelers pregame coverage 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. You can catch Dorn at 9:30 on the Pitt pre 12:30, excuse me, on the Pitt pregame tomorrow. I'll be pregaming at 9:30. I guess
yes.
That's what
different
I guess
kind of pregame for you,
what
probably.
I meant. Yeah, gonna get some meat. My man Owen Schmidt gonna be bringing a keg. We'll need it. All right, Steelers.
Appreciate the invite to the tailgate too. By the way,
you're working.
Yeah, he's gonna be writing.
9:30 in the morning,
maybe
12:30 in the afternoon.
You write at 10 at night. Might probably write early in the morning too.
Can't write all day if you don't start writing in the morning, man.
Jason, he didn't invite me either, and I have a van, so that tells you
you're not going to the game.
Who cares?
That seems like an important part of it, mm-hmm. Callis.
Oh, get out of here! You could stay in a parking lot and listen on the radio, maybe, like the cool kids.
All right.
I think the Steelers are going to lose to the Seahawks 24-20.
No.
Yeah, huh?
Really?
I do.
Crowley.
Mm-hmm. Kenneth Walker, the third player of the game for the Seahawks. What do you think, Dickerson?
27-17 Steelers.
28-13 Steelers. I'm not trying to make it the prices right.
I think the Steelers put up points. I don't think Kenneth Walker III has a good game. I think they actually tightened down the run defense.
Yep. Do they batten down the hatches?
Yes, the hatches are battened down, whatever that
Katie
means.
Katie bar the door?
I don't think the run defense is as bad as it was against the Jets.
What about against the Ravens?
No, I don't. I think they'll be better.
I think they'll be better, too, because there's no mobile quarterback, but I don't think it'll be good. They have to show me it'll be good before I believe it's good. Hey, I have them losing but scoring 20 points. The last few years, picking the Steelers to lose, I'd have them below 20. You have them at 27. You have them at 28. So yep. We're buying generally into the offense being better with Rodgers. Will they get the running game going this week?
A little bit. Yeah, I don't think it erases the question. I think they erase the question on defense. I think that's much more easily fixable than it is on offense. I think they have a little ways to go on offense. Yep. I want to see Broderick Jones have a better game.
Yes.
I know that's the most obvious statement in the world, but that's also the biggest thing that can sink their season if this guy stinks. Like, that is number one what I'm looking for Sunday. I need to see him, like, show that he's a competent left tackle.
Hold every play, make him call it.
Yeah. No.
Seattle wearing white, wear the white gloves. Hold every play, make him call it. That's kind of what they did, the Jets, at the end of the game. They held Calvin Austin on the one play. They called it. And then on the what would have been a big play, they held him again. They called again. They didn't. I'm not 100% serious about that. But stay in front of your man, Broderick. That's my coaching tip.
Yeah.
You stay in front of your guy. That's good.
Yeah, really good.
What's your final score prediction for the backyard brawl?
42-10.
Get the hell out of here.
I said that yesterday.
Did you say it on the air?
I think so.
Oh.
42-10. 35-7. Not on it altogether.
Oh,
different.
My God.
Not that much difference.
I shorted Pitt a touchdown.
Holy cow.
I don't think it's going to be close, Crowley. I really don't. How is it going to be close? What happens? Eli Holstein throws three picks in the first half. That might be it.
So you know what happened last week is West Virginia had three picks.
Yeah.
And they lost by 7 to a MAC team.
Yeah. That's not good.
No. I'm going with the intangible. West Virginia wins 13-9.
Game ball for Steelers?
Oh. Well, I got Kenneth Walker III getting the game ball.
Cam Hayward.
DK Metcalf.
You think Cam gets booed?
No.
Do you think they introduce the offense or the defense?
Offense.
You think Aaron Rodgers gets a massive pop?
Yes.
Agreed. Doran, this was fun. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Mac, you're welcome at the tailgate, too, I suppose.
All right.
If your head's not in your word processor, we'll see you at the tailgate tomorrow. Harry, you're more than welcome to come, too.
Can I bring the van? I got a couple George Foreman girls, too.
Well, I sure as heck ain't driving you down. Who has multiple George Foreman grills?
I already told you. I got two for $20 at a flea market.
In your van?
Were they used?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you clean them.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Two used George Foreman grills at a flea market.
They're shiny.
That's sickening.
That's the grease.
That's so gross.
They came with the grease straps.
Sick.
Ew. Won't be as sick as WVU's performance tomorrow, I mean.
All right. Going to be 80 degrees at kickoff for the backyard brawl. Going to be in the 80s for Steelers and Seahawks. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.